This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Arcanum. Lady Indians taking on the Lady Trojans. Indians coming in at 2 wins, no losses so far. And this is going to be like St. Mary's on Tuesday. This will be our opponent's first match of the season. We don't know anything about them except they have a very good program and they are tough. So we'll see how this all rolls around, and Indians are hoping to keep on rolling like we have been. So far in two matches, we have not lost a set. We've won each one of the matches, 3-0, and Sonia on Saturday and St. Mary's on Tuesday. And we'll see how this one goes tonight. My prediction is we'll win 3-1, 3-1. So we had against St. Mary's, we had some nice runs of points in each of the games. But in that, especially the third set, Lady Rough Riders were able to hang in there with us till very late in the contest. So once we kind of get somebody down 5 points and it starts getting halfway through or later, we need to put them away. And we've done that in some of the sets, but not all of them. That's something we need to do. We need to get our girls with a pretty good run of points. And 3 or 4 different girls have done that so far this year. We just have to keep that momentum going and not let up, because we don't have any easy teams on our schedule. Every team on our schedule is going to be pretty tough. So we just have to knuckle down and don't take anything for granted that because we're ahead 5 points and it's getting late that we're going to win, because we were up 20-17 in the first set on Tuesday, and the Lady Rough Riders tied it up at 20. Now, we called a timeout, and we had Cameron Mullenkamp serving, and her serve was on. You've probably heard me talk about it a bunch, but she throws it up in the air about 10 feet. And as it's coming down, she puts some spin on it, and it is crazy spin, and it will nosedive. It'll be coming at you eye level, and within 3 feet, it hits the floor. It'll just dive right down in front of you, and she had it perfect. It was diving right in front of their back row, and they could not handle it, and she scored 5 straight points. But again, we were ahead 20-17 and had all the momentum. And then they scored 3 straight points, and we were tied at 20, and we were in a little trouble there. Fortunately, as I said, Cameron's serves were good, but great actually, and pulled us out of that. But you know, we can't put it in that situation, because sometimes Cameron can't control 100% where it's going to dive. So it'll dive somewhere between. About 5 feet over the net and 20 feet over the net. If it dives right in front of them, you know, if they move up, she can hit it past them. If they stay back, she'll hit it in front of them. But it doesn't happen exactly the same every time. So we can't count on that all the time. We can't have her pulling us out of every situation, or anybody else, because she's not always going to be serving when it's in that situation. Coming up tomorrow, football. Indians are hosting Allen East. We'll have the Reisner Energy pregame show at 6:40. And Allen East Mustangs coming to town. They won their first game 48 or 49 to nothing over Lima Perry. And Indians looked pretty good, I thought. Coach Winning said there's a lot they had to work on, so I hope we're ready to go. I know the kids really, really are looking forward to this season. And another nice long run in the tournament and the playoffs. So first we need to win enough games to get in the playoffs and then go beat some teams and show them what the MAC is all about. So that's tomorrow. Then, of course, nothing on Saturday. That's win on the Wabash. And so there's no varsity sports going on the win on the Wabash weekend. So next week, Tuesday, volleyball is hosting Jay County. That's always a brutal match. Girls, boys, basketball, volleyball. And next year, I believe, or possibly the following year, we will be playing them in football. So that's going to be a big deal. Both teams, you know, it's almost a home game for each one of them, each one of us, except for St. Henry. Jay County is closer than anybody else. And for Jay County, we're closer noticeably than, well, pretty, they play South Adams, I believe, so that's pretty close, but the other ones are all well over half an hour away, and some of them are an hour or more away, so it should be a really good thing going next year, I believe it is. So Tuesday, volleyball hosting Jay County. Thursday, volleyball hosting Coldwater. Friday, football hosts Coldwater. And again, Reisner Energy pregame show at 6:40. And then Saturday, it's a volleyball invitational at Lehman Catholic. My understanding is we will play three matches, and the first match, they don't have the schedule all set yet, but will probably be at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's at Lehman Catholic, just off of I-75 and 29 there at in Sydney. And we'll bring you all of those we can. Still haven't heard back from their athletic director to get approved, but we'll do everything we can to get as many games as we can. Sometimes when we were doing this at Crestview, they played in two different gyms, and it was 10 minutes apart, and I didn't have time to get the equipment from one gym to the other to get the entire game in. But we'll do everything we can. I don't know how it's set up at Lehman, if they'll do it in one gym, two gyms. I'm not even certain they're going to do it at the same facility, but almost for sure they will. So that is next Saturday. So tomorrow, football hosting Allen East. Tuesday, volleyball hosting Jay County. Thursday, volleyball hosting Coldwater. Friday, football hosting Coldwater. And Saturday, the Lehman Catholic Volleyball Invitational. And they're getting ready for the national anthem, introduction of players. We'll take a little break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.highbid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3.
We're going to cut in here. The introductions are done. They are getting ready to get lined up. They'll do some libero switching and so forth, but right now we're really close to the beginning of the first set. Indians JV won the first won the first set 25-9, and the second set wasn't nearly as easy, 25-17. They stayed ahead, but they didn't shake them like they did in the first set. And again, this is the first match for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. J.C. Holman is their varsity coach, and I think we have the the libero in for the Lady Trojans, and we're getting ready to sub in for our Lady Indians. So we should be underway very shortly. Don't know who's serving first. We'll figure it out. Looks like the Indians are going to serve first, and it will be Haley Easton. She'll go back and serve from a little right of center. Serve is good. They play it from the back row, set it toward the left side. Indians play it, get it across. They tried to set it to the front row, and it went across the net, and they put it down right at our feet. 1-0 Lady Trojans. And it will be number 15, Hallie Bennett, coming in to serve for the Lady Trojans. She serves from dead center, played from the back row. Garkey will bump it to the front, and Evers will get it across. They get it back to us. We played it from out of bounds. Shouldn't have, but it's okay. Willman with a big hit, but they're able to keep it alive. They get it to our back row, Easton, and we get it to Hope Evers, to their into their blockers, and it comes back on our side. Looked like it was going to stay on their side, but it flipped across the net, and they lead 2-0. And it will be Hallie Bennett back to serve again. Left-handed serve. That one is played by Cameron Mullenkamp, but it goes backwards toward our stands. 3-0 Lady Trojans. We, on Tuesday night, we did not get the first point in any of those. We were behind in every set to start. And same thing happened again. We had a nice receive, bumped it up to the front row, but it got too far. Went over to their blockers, and they put it right down at our feet. 4-0. They're on a four-point run to start. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Willman, and they have a great couple of girls over there blocking, and that's blocked back to us, and it's 5-0. Got to stop the bleeding here. Hallie Bennett. She's sophomore. Nice serve. And that goes directly to them again. We're not, our serve receive is going to their front row, and they've handled it every time. That got to their front row. We blocked it, but it went out of bounds back on their side, and it is 6-0, and the Indians are, down, 6-0, and we call a timeout. We'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing.
Sorry, they're back here getting ready to play again, so we're cutting her off. Didn't mean to do that, but it was a very short timeout, so we'll be heading back to the play. We play from the back row, keep it under control, and Mullenkamp with a nice hit, but they're able to dig it out. And played from the back row again. Ranley will set for Easton. They're able to play it back to our side. We go to, again, our back row play is putting it right at their blockers at the net. And they're putting it down on our floor right in front of us. 7-0 now. And Haley Bennett back to serve again. Indians are not playing well. That one goes to them, not to their blockers, though. They're going to set it up. And big hit. I believe that was number 13, Addie Macy. Gigantic smash. And looks like they said something. Maybe one of them was in the net. We Indians get the point. I didn't see what happened, and I didn't see the call. And it is 7-1, and it's going to be Kenna Dews back to serve for the Lady Indians. A little right of center. Good serve. They get it to their front row. They're able to get it across right over our blockers and down in front of the back row. So it's 8-1. Indians are not looking good right here. We're looking okay, but they're looking great. When we serve receive, instead of getting it to our front row, we get it to theirs. So it'll be, I didn't see the server, but she gets it to our back row. And Willman with a big hit, but they're able to play it. Nice recovery. Easton from the back row. Ranley sets it for Willman. Can't get it down. They're going to play it again from the right side. And into our blockers and down on our side. 9-1. Come on, girls. We have to play a little better than this. We are not getting those serve receives under control. So they'll be serving from the back left Ranley to Willman, and she's able to get it down in front of their back row. Finally, the Indians score another point. It's 9-2, and Willman will go back to serve. First set here at Arcanum. Indians trailing and not receiving serves very well at all. Willman will move over to serving a little left of center. A rocket shot. They're able to play it. Going to be able to bump shot it across. And Ranley will set for Mullenkamp. They are able to dig it out. They're going to bump shot it across. And Ranley tries to get it across on, or gets it across on the second. Didn't fool him. Back to us. Ranley will set for Mullenkamp. They're able to dig it out. They're going to bump shot it across. And Easton, Mullenkamp, does, and it doesn't get across the net. We should have had it under control and just couldn't do that. 10-2, Indians trailing, and it's going to be number 13, Addie Macy, back to serve. She's serving from dead center. And that hits the net and just barely able to play it. We hit it back to them. They play it from the back row and goes across the net and out of bounds. So the Indians are only trailing 10-3. We need to get a roll going here. And it is Caden Ranley's turn. She'll go from left of center. Played by the back row. They'll set it for the left side. Big hit. And Kayla Garkey can't play it. Goes backwards toward their stands, and it's 11-3. And it is going to be, looks like number 5 is coming in to serve. That'll be Molly Gilbert, M-O-L-L-E-I. I'm going to guess that's Molly Gilbert, a junior. She'll serve from right of center. That hits the net. Didn't even get near the top of the net. 11-4, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp. We need for her to get this knuckleball serve going, and we don't need to get ahead, but we need to get some points. We haven't gotten 2 points in a row yet this set. That is knuckleball. They're just barely able to dig it. Back to us. It's going to be Easton, and she hits it way too long. So we had a pretty good serve. They were just barely able to keep it in play, and we could not take advantage of it. So it's 12-4, and it will be Harlow Etherington, sophomore, back to serve. She'll serve from slightly left of center. Nope, she goes into the center. She started left of center. We play it from the back row, setting it up for Evers, Hope Evers, and from the left side and into their blockers and back to us. It is 13-4. They are dominating us right now. Harlow Etherington back to serve again. She's starting right at the center. Brings it across. Garkey. Ranley back sets for Grizzy. They're able to dig it out. Bumps it across and just past Cameron Mullenkamp on that far side. Just barely past her and stays in bounds. It is 14-4. Indians are trailing by 10. We need to get things going. We'll be back in just a minute after a Fort Recovery timeout. We'll hear from Hull Brothers.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Welcome back to Arcanum, and Lady Indians trailing by 10. They're halfway through, and we're just starting. 14-4 is the score here in set number one. The Indians have not lost a set yet this season in two matches, but not looking good right now. So we have a long way to go here to have a lot of fighting back to get back in this. So it will be Harlow Etherington serving again. She'll serve from dead center. And Garkey And Ranley, Mullenkamp gets it across. They're going to bump shot it. Goes to the net, and it stays on their side. They could not get to it to get it across. 14-5. We have not scored 2 points in a row yet in this set. So it'll be up to Kayla Garkey. She's had several times when she has run numerous points off of her serve. And so she gets the first thing she does, a service error, too long. So we still haven't scored 2 points in a row, and it's back to a 10-point lead. And Cameron Garbig, the libero, back to serve. She'll serve from just right of center. And Mullenkamp, Ranley, sets it for Hope Evers, and she smashes it past their blockers and down just on the inside the line, down about two-thirds of the way back. And it is 15-6. Indians down 9. It's going to be Haley Easton back to serve again. And she hits another service error right into the net. And it might even hit the candy cane, which would have been out of bounds. So either way, again, we still have not scored 2 points in a row. We're down 16-6, and it is going to be Hallie Bennett back to serve. Played by Mullenkamp. And Ranley, I think we got a double hit. Yep. So it went over to Hope Evers, and she served it to our setter, or set it over to our setter, and she got it across, but Hope Evers had a double hit. So that's Garkey plays it from the back row. Willman with a nice hit, but they're able to dig it out. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. Excuse me, that was Haley Easton, and hits it into the net, and it's 18-6. Indians down 12. We have not scored 2 points in a row, and we are not looking really sharp. So we're going to put Molly Gilbert in, take Harlow Etherington out for the Lady Trojans. Hallie Bennett back to serve. Garkey, Ranley sets for Willman. Big hit and past their blockers and down on their side. We've scored another point. Let's see if we can get two in a row somehow. Maybe if we get two in a row, maybe we can get five or six in a row. That'll get us a little closer. It's 18-7. We have to stop this momentum. Kenna Deuce back to serve, and she, over her 3 years on varsity, she has had numerous times when she served time after time and points. And she gets it across, and they are able to play it back to us. They get it back to them, and they are able to go cross court from their right over to our right and stay just in bounds. And again, we still have not scored 2 points in a row. It's 19-7, Indians down 12, and I can't read the number on the young lady getting ready to serve. I do believe it's Jordan Garbig, but I do not know that. Garkey, Willman to Mullenkamp. They are playing it back to our blockers. They're able to dig it out on our big block. And Easton, Ranley to Mullenkamp into their blockers, back to us, off of Garkey and down. They are the first team to 20, and it's 20-7. Usually the first team to 20 wins, and I can't say that that's not going to happen this time. That is served. Garkey plays it. Mullenkamp, Willman, big hit, but it goes long and wide. 21-7. Whew, man, we are not looking good here. We cannot get the ball under control, and it doesn't seem like their serves are anything special. So that one's a tough one. We play it. Mullenkamp gets it, and she gets the big hit. They hit it back to us, and Garkey saves it back over on their side. We block it at the net, back to them, and that is Easton, Ranley, Mullenkamp, and, hit the net. I thought maybe one of their girls touched it. It went right at their blockers, but it hit the net and shot to the left and went out of bounds. So again, we have not, it's 22-7. We are not playing well here. Garkey Ranley back sets for Willman. Off of their blockers and down. We finally scored another point, but it's been a while. 22-8. Bryn Willman will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. She'll serve from a little bit left of center. Good serve. Libero, setter. They bump it across. Willman, Ranley sets it for Easton. They're able to dig it out. Playing from their right side. They hit it all the way across court, and we've scored 2 points in a row. The first time this set, first time tonight. 22-9. Don't believe we're going to win this one, but we need to change the momentum. The momentum is definitely all in their favor. That was the first time we have scored 2 points in a row. See if we can get a service point here. That is played by them that gets it to our side, and we are able to just tip it across. Grizzy tipped it across their blockers, and we've scored 3 points in a row, 22-10. We're coming at them. I don't think there's enough game left to win it, but if we can just get the momentum shifted. They play it from the back row, and they're struggling. They are able to bump shot it across. They had it all messed up. Ranley to Mullenkamp, big hit, but they're able to dig it out. They're going to bump shot it across, and Grizzy just about gets that one down, not quite, and they hit it into our blockers and down, and here we come, 22-11. We scored 4 points in a row. First time we'd scored two in a row, and finally we've scored four in a row, 22-11. It's getting late, but if we can just keep this momentum shifted in our favor. Willman, again, with the serve. They go up to the front, and they are able to play it off the net and to our side. Ranley, Grizzy, and it stays. Oh, they said it was out of bounds. I thought it stayed in on the side. So it's 23-11. So they finally break Bryn Willman's serve, but we did some damage and kind of shifted the momentum. If we can just outscore them 3-1 the rest of the way. They only need two more points, but if we can just kind of do that and shift the momentum, we're getting ready to big hit. That's Mullenkamp. Oh, nice, couple of nice plays. And they roll shot it at the net, and it goes long out of bounds. It's 23-12. We're down 11, and it's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve for the 23-12, excuse me. Caden Ranley going to be serving from just left of center. Good serve. They're going to set it up for the right side off our blocker. Garkey's going to bump it up. Mullenkamp, great dig by the Trojans. They bump shot it across. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. They're able to dig it. It's coming to the right side again. Hits it long and wide. And it is 23-13, back down to only 10 points. 10-point deficit. It is 23-13. And the Lady Trojans are going to take a timeout after the Indians have scored. I think we have scored 7 out of the last 9 points. So we'll be back in just a minute and probably finish up the set.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us.
Sorry, we're going to have to cut in again. Another short timeout. Indians trailing 23-13, and we have Caden Ranley serving for us, and we need another one of those long service runs from her. She is one of several who have, over the last year and this year, have had a number of points in a row. Good serve, played by their libero in the back. Going to set it for the left side. They bump it. It could have been out of bounds, but we're playing it. Easton, they get it from their back row. They're going up too close to the net, but they're able to play it. And so one of the girls, when she played it too close to the net, stepped under the net. So it's Point Indians, 23-14. That's as close as we've been since 17-7. So we've scored. Let's see. So it'll be Ranley again. They play it from the back row. And Indians have it. Going to hit the Easton and off of one of their blockers and backwards out of bounds. 23-15. Down eight. We have shifted the momentum. Again, it's 23-15. They only need two more points to win. I don't think we can win this set, but we are not down 12 points like we have been. Nice serve. They're able to play it, setting it for their left side. Darkey with a great dig to Mullenkamp. Big hit. Stays inbounds. 23-16, and Indians are only down seven. Here we come. Well, now I'm starting to think we could win this. There wasn't any chance about 8 points ago. Ranley serving again from left to center. Nice dig by the libero. They're able to bump shot it across. Dews fight at the net, and it comes down on our side. So they finally break the serve and get the momentum, at least the serve back, and it will be set point, but the Indians have shifted the momentum. The last several, probably the last 10 points, we've got probably eight of them. So it will be, can't see who it is, it's Molly Gilbert serving. Indians with a great dig. Mullenkamp off of their blockers to the back. Libero sets it near the net. And little battle at the net, and they're going to say it came down on our side, but one of their girls stepped under the net, and it is the Indians' point. It's 23-17, 23-18, 24-18, I believe. I don't know if they put any points up on the board for either team. I believe we had 17, might have been 16. So we'll see what we can come up with here. It'll be Cameron Mullenkamp. We need 9 points straight, and she can do that. She did 10, I believe, Tuesday night. Throws it in the air, big dive, and the libero was able to just barely get her hands on it. It dived right in front of her. 24-18, here we come. So the momentum has definitely shifted. Big. That one didn't dive quick enough, but they had trouble. They get it to our side. Garkey will set it for Evers, and they get it to their left side. We block it back, and somebody did something. We get a point. One of their girls stepped under the net again. 24-19. We're only down 5 points. Now, they only need one more point. You have to win by two. If we can get five, we can put it into extra points. Mullenkamp again. That one's... Oh, that just barely went out of bounds. That was a killer dive. It dived and just went out of bounds. Their back row had zero chance of getting it. So 25-19 is the score for the first set, and we'll be back with set number two. Indians have lost for the first time this season, have lost a set. Be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
It's
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Welcome back to Arcanum. Lady Indians lost set number one, 25-19. But we were down, I believe, 23 to 13, something like that. We started scoring and played well. So they serve first, and we return it. They're not able to handle it very well. They didn't get a third hit. Went too close to the net, and they couldn't play it. Indians, I believe, for the first time this week, are leading a set, 1-0. It's going to be Kennedews back to serve for the Lady Indians. And they play it from the back row. They're on the right side. They tip it across. Garkey's going to bump set it for Rainley. That was Deuce, hit it into the net. So tied at one. And looks like number 6, Ella Flatter, will come in. No, she came in, but she's not going to serve. It's going to be Hallie Bennett going to serve. Bennett back. She'll serve from right of center. And hits it into the net. Indians retake the lead, 2-1. Set number 2, lost the first in 25-19, but really came back in that. We were down 10 points early and made a run at them and got a timeout or two out of them too. So it'll be Bryn Willman serving from left of center, and she hits it long. We're tied at 2. So for the Lady Trojans, looks like it will be number 8, Jordan Garbig, back to serve. She'll serve from the left side and just barely clears the net. Rainley setting it for Mullenkamp. They play it from the back row. They're setting it for the left side. Indians get a block at the net and back towards our back row. Mullenkamp almost got it down on their side, and we get it to their blockers, and they put it down over our blockers and down on our side, and the Lady Trojans lead 3-2. Jordan Garbig will go back to serve again from the left side. Played from the back row. It's going to come to the front. Mullenkamp gets it across. They're going to set it for the right side. We get a hand on it and can't get it before it gets to the floor. So it's 4-2. We were ahead 2-1. And they have scored 3 straight. It is Garbig again. Mullenkamp from the back row. Rainley back sets for Grizzy, and that stays in. Oh, no, that was a foot. That hit the foul line, which is a foot in, and that back official called it out. The flag official called that out. That hit the foul line, which is a foot inbounds. Wow, so it's 5-2. Have to play through that. Deuce plays it from the back row. Mullenkamp will get it a little closer. Garkey has to roll shot it across. And they set it for the middle. We block it. And back on their side. And the Indians come away with a point, 5-3 now. Should be 4-4. And it will be Ranley back to serve. Caden Ranley, she starts in the middle. She's moved over to the right side at the request of the coach. And they play it from the back row. They're setting it for the left side. And big hit down on the Indian side. That was number 14, Harlow Etherington, with the big hit. And it is 6-3. And can't see for sure who that is. 22, Gabby Nottingham, I believe. Their numbers are very wide, and they kind of blend together. We play it from the back row. It's going to be Easton. They're able to make a nice dig out of it, setting it for the right side. And we're setting it for Grizzy in the middle, and she puts it off of their back row and down, 6-4. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. We need for her serves to start diving at the right time. They will dive, just depends on when they dive. And that one might have been out, and that back judge called it in. It was very long. It either hit the line or just went across the line, but they give us the point, 6-5. That might have been a makeup point. Mullenkamp again. Big spin. They can't play it. And dives in front of the libero right at the out-of-bounds line. It might have been out-of-bounds, but she went after it. She couldn't let that one go. We're tied at 6. Mullenkamp, let's get about 5 or 6 or 7 more. Take control of this set. Big man. that poor young lady, she had zero chance of that. It came at her, and she thought she was going to get it waist high, and it hit 2 feet in front of her. Indians lead by 1. They are able to dig this one out. They're going to bump shot it across. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Hope Evers, they're able to play it. And big hit. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Grizzy, they're able to play it. Going to their left side. And off of our blockers and out, backwards out of bounds. So we're tied at 7. And we have Molly Gilbert coming in. She'll go back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Set number 2, 7-7. Indians lost the first set, 25-19, but made a nice comeback because we were playing terrible early in that set and halfway through it. We play it out of the serve, and Grizzy with a great hit in front of the girls in the back row. Indians lead 8-7. Taylor Garkey will go back to serve for the Indians. She started from the right side. She moves over just left of center. And serve is back there. They're going to set it for the right side. Nice dig. And it'll Garkey be roll shotting it across. And they set it for their left side this time. We're able to play it behind the front row. Easton gets it to their back row. They're going to set it for the middle. We block it back. And it is 9-7 Indians. And Garkey will serve again. So Indians playing 10 times better. It was 20-9, I think, before we got going. And it's 9-7. We've already got 9. And they only have 7. They play it very well. But they set it up for their middle. But they hit right into our blockers. It goes past their blockers and down on their side. 10-7, Indians leading. Garkey back to serve again. I think she has 3 service points already. And they are able to play that out of the back row, but they hit it into the net. It's 11-7, Indians. Here we come. Let's keep on rolling. That momentum has shifted. Here we come. Garkey serving a little bit left of center. She'll go to the back row, and it goes off of their back row young lady and hits the back wall about 30 feet up. So it is 12-7, and J.C. Holman will call a timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Lady Indians leading 12-7, playing so much better in set number two. Garkey, she started it on the right side. She's going to go over here to just left of center now after the request from Coach Guggenbiller. And they get it across, and they're going to dig it out of the back row. Nice play in the middle. They put it down on our side. 12-8. Indians still lead by four. And they haven't changed the scoreboard. I believe it's 12-8. Yep, there we go. Finally put it up there. Looks like it's going to be number 14, Harlow Etherington, back to serve. She'll serve from the center. Back row. Ranley sets for Willman. They're able to play it. They're setting it up for their left side. And we had a nice dig. We're struggling, but we get it bumped across. Live to play another point. And we get it to their front row. They hit it. I thought it did go out of bounds. The official said we tipped it. Nobody's arguing, so I'm sure that's what happened. So it's 12-9. Indians lead down to three. We need to stop the bleeding here. Harlow Etherington back to serve again. She will serve from the center. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley, Willman. They make a nice dig from the back row. It's going to go to their left side. Big hit, and it goes wide out of bounds. Nobody touched it. And it'll be point Indians 13-9. And it's going to be, who do we have back there? Haley Easton's going to come back to serve now. 13-9 Indians. Let's start walking away from them here. Let's get some more points in a row. And we first thing we do is hit it 4 feet too long, 13-10. And it will be the libero, Cameron Garbig, back to serve. She's a senior. Has had a ton of nice plays today. Nice serve. We get it to the front row. Ranley puts it across on the second hit and caught him by surprise. Put it right in the campfire, right in between everybody. Everybody was standing there looking at it. 14-10 Indians. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve. She'll serve from, she was left of center. She moved a little bit more and a little bit more to the left. And they play it from the back row. They're trying to get it under control. Nice hit, and it goes wide from their left side to our left side, too wide. Clear across the court. 2 points in a row for the Indians, 15-10. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve again from the left side. And they play it from the back row. They're setting it for the left side. We get a nice dig by Garkey. Get it set up for Mullenkamp. They're putting it, it's at the net, and they can't get it across. They tried to tip it over our blockers, and it didn't get to the net. 16-10. Three straight points for the Indians, and Kenna Dews will serve again. A little bloop serve just about fooled them. They're able to get it under control, and Ranley sets for Mullenkamp. Tough shot, but she got it across. And off our blockers, and we can't, our back row can't get to it. So they finally break the serve, but we got 4 points, 3 or 4 points in a row. 16-11, Indians lead by five. So we can't let them get the momentum shifted back. Hallie Bennett, sophomore, will go back to serve. She'll serve from just right of center. Left-handed serve, goes into the net. 17-11, Indians have the momentum. And a lot of things are going our way. And here comes Bryn Willman. She'll serve. She's standing right of center. Coach isn't moving her. So that one goes over the net and down in front of the back row. It is 18-11. We have shifted this momentum starting very late in the first set. Ended up losing 25-19, but it looked like we were going to not even get double digits. Here we go. They receive the serve, and they hit it long, and it stays just in bounds. And that one was a good call. It was just in bounds. So it's 18-12. Indians still lead by six. Jordan Garbig will go back to serve for the Lady Trojans. She's starting left side. Moves a little toward the center. Serve good. Ranley will set for Mullenkamp. A nice dig from the back row. It's coming to the net. They tip it across to us. Ranley setting it for Mullenkamp again. Off their blockers and down on their side. And it's 19-12 Indians. We lead by seven. Let's finish it off here. It's going to be Caden Ranley, it looks like, going back to serve. Yep. She'll serve just left of center. Nice serve. They play it. Setting it for the left side. Big hit into our blockers and down on our side. So 19-13. Indians now lead now down to six. And it's going to be 22, Gabby Nottingham, serving for the Lady Trojans. She'll serve from dead center. Mullenkamp plays it. Garkey's trying to get it a little closer. We're going to have to bump shot it across. Kenna Deuce bump shotted it to the net. 19-14. We gave them a point there. We had struggled a little bit, but should have gotten across the net. Nottingham back to serve again. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. They're playing it out of the back row. Left side. Long. No touch. Yep. They had a nice hit, but it went about a foot too long. 20-14. We are the first ones to 20 in this set. They were up 20-7, I believe, in that other set. And we outscored them 12-5. So we finished that last set up. Oh, and there's that brutal Cameron Mullenkamp serve. And it came right at that young lady and then dived. It was 3 feet in front of her when it hit the floor. And 3 feet before that, it was 6 feet in the air. It just took a nosedive. 21-14. Again, they are able to dig it out this time. They get it to our side. Garkey will put it up for Mullenkamp. She'll put it over there. They'll set it for their left side. We're struggling to get it going, and we can't get it across the net. Our first hit was kind of toward out of bounds, but we did dig it out, but nobody could get it back into play. So it's 21-15. Indians lead by six, but it's getting late. Molly Gilbert, Jr., back to serve for the Lady Trojans. We can't let them get any momentum heading going here. We receive the serve, comes back to our side on their block back to us. Evers gets it to their back row. They're going to set it for the left side. Mullenkamp digs it. Ranley sets it for Evers. And down on their side, it was going to stay in, but their libero got her hand on it. It stayed in. 22-15. And it will be Kayla Garkey back to serve for the Indians. Let's get 3 points here, Kayla. 22-15. Big hit. And they play it and comes across the net, but it goes wide out of bounds, and it's 23-15, I believe. Yep, there they finally put it on the board. Kayla will go back to serve again. We need two more points, Kayla. Get them both. She bloops this one. They get it to the front row for the middle. We block it back. They get it back to us right away. Willman back to us. This will be at the net. Willman tips it over and puts it down. So they are saying we went across the net to put it down, and the officials are, well, they're not, well, they must have given that to them. 23-16, the up official called it our ball. So it's, scoreboard says 23-16, Indians leading by seven. And he's going to let them go ahead and serve. So Harlow Etherington back Need to don't let this be anything messing us up. And Evers with a big hit. They play it off the back row. And down on their side, 24-16, Indians with set point. And we have Madeline Hardwick going back to serve. First time I've seen her in, but she has been, in the past, has been a brutal serve. So that one goes to their back row. They're going to play it. And Mullenkamp digs it from the back row. Ranley sets it for Willman. And into their blockers and down, 25-16. And the Indians, we had a horrible start in set number one. We didn't get 2 points in a row till very late. We were down 20-9 and ended up outscoring them 10-5 and had some great moments in that end of the first set. In the second set, we didn't dominate, but we took control fairly early. We'll be back, with set number three, tied at one set apiece. Back in just a couple minutes.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to The Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Arcanum.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes
from
Fort Recovery.
Sorry. We are back here, set number three, one set apiece. Indians looked terrible at the beginning of set number one and came back pretty strong and did really well in set number two. Mullenkamp leads it off with her serve, and they're able to play it, get it across to us, but we put it right back down on their side, and Mullenkamp will serve again. That one did dive a little bit, but it didn't. They were able to play it. Indians lead 1-0. So coming into tonight, the Indians had not lost a set. They lost set number one and played poorly early. Mullenkamp serve. They are able to play it. They moved up a little bit, and they tip it across, and they came to their left side. They hit it, but it hit the candy cane. It's on the far side, so I couldn't see that. 2-0 Indians. Mullenkamp serve again. High in the air, big spin, and comes right at her chest. When she touched it, it dropped straight to the floor. That spin sent it right straight down to the floor. So you have to get under that serve if you can get to it at all. Mullenkamp Serving again. Big spin. They are able to play it this time. Big hit. Great dig by Garkey. And back to their side from the right side into the net and down on our side. So that's 3-1. And we got off to a good start finally. And it will be, looks like number 13, Addie Macy. No, excuse me, number 15, Hallie Bennett back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Set number 3, Indians lost 25-19 and won the second set 25-16. Ranley sets for Evers back to us, and Evers puts it right back across. They're playing it from the back and sets it up for their left side. Addie Macy with a powerful hit about 20 feet too long. So it's 4-1 Indians, and it will be Kayla Garkey back to serve. She'll serve from the left side, just left of center. Nice serve. They're able to play it, and it goes backwards. It hits about 20 feet up the wall in the back, and it's 5-1, although they haven't changed the scoreboard yet. I'm pretty sure it's 5-1. It's 3-1. We've got, yep, there they go. They finally put it on the board. 5-1 Indians. Garkey will serve again, and they're able to dig it out and set it for their middle and put it down on our side. So it's 5-2, and again, they're really slow on the scoreboard. There we go. Some of them I can see because sometimes there's a little controversy on who got the point. So it's 5-2, and it's going to be, I can't see the number, can't read the number, back to serve for the Lady Trojans. We get it up to the front to Willman. They play it from the back row, left side. We're able to dig it out. Easton will send it across. They're going to set it for the center into our blockers. They just barely tipped it, and it hit our blockers and came down on our side. 5-3, Indians lead down to 2. And on the front, the numbers aren't big enough for me to read. So I'm not sure who, but she's serving from the center. And Ranley sets it for Willman off of their young lady in the front row and backwards into their bench. So it's 6-3 Indians. Lead back to 3. And it's going to be Madeline Hardwick. She served the last point of the last set, and she's back to serve, and it goes backwards out of bounds. Here we go, 7-3 Indians. There's been a gigantic momentum shift from almost what looked like the end of set number 1, and we outscored them 10-5 when it was getting late. That one's along and out of bounds, so 7-4 now. But we didn't dominate in that second set, but we maintained a 7-4 point lead almost the entire way. We play that one from the back row. Ranley sets for Willman off of their back row and into their bench. 8-4 Indians. And looks like it might be Kenna Deuce. Kenna Deuce is coming in, see if she's gonna be serving. Yep. She'll go back to serve. And hope Evers comes out. 8-4 Indians, set number 3, one set apiece. Nice serve. They're setting it for the left side. Tip it across our blockers. Second row gets it. Mullenkamp with a big hit off of a couple of them and back to the wall. And it is 9-4 Indians. Keep it rolling. Kennedy's back to serve again. Indians are playing well. Kenna's serve. They play it from the back row. They're going to hit this one from out of bounds. Bump it across from the middle. Garkey, Ranley sets it for Willman. And that's down and inbounds. Oh, they say out of bounds. The flag guy pointed to the floor, which means it is inbounds. And somebody overruled him. It happened pretty fast. I didn't see it, but so he got overruled. It's 9-5 Indians, and I believe that it is Molly Gilbert serving Rainley sets it for Mullenkamp. I think it was tipped. Nope. They're saying it was not tipped. Goes out of bounds. 9-6, it says. I believe that's correct. And Gilbert will serve again. Mullenkamp, Ranley, she puts it across on the second one. Not fooled. They'll play it from the left side, tip it across our blockers, set it up for Ranley, and she hits it off of their blockers, and it goes to the scorer's table. 10-6 Indians. And it's going to be Bryn Woolman going back to serve for our Indians. Senior, she's been, I believe she's played all 4 years varsity. She definitely the last three. And she will serve from a little right of center. Great serve. They play it. They're going to set it up for the right side. Into our blockers and down on our side. 10-7. Indians lead down to three. Set number three. Each team with one set on the scoreboard. The Trojans won the first set. Indians won the second set. It'll be Harlow Etherington back to serve from the middle. Played it by our front row. It goes to over to there. We played it. It went near the net. They played it right back to our blocker, and we put it down on their side. So 11-7, and we'll shift the service again. This time it'll be Caden Ranley back to serve. Let's get a bunch in a row. They'll play it. Trying to get it under control. LaRoe shot it across, and it goes long. 12-7. Indians back to a five-point lead. Let's keep on rolling. They're going to sub out Harlow Etherington and put Emily Fox into the lineup. Ranley serves again. Goes to Fox, and she hits it backwards into the stands. Backwards and way to her left. And it's 13-7. I think 6 points is our biggest lead of this set. And it'll be Ranley's serve again. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the left or right side. We play it. Going to back set for Grizzy off of their blockers and long out of bounds. Another point for the Indians. We lead by 7, 14-7. I believe we led by 7 this exact score in the second set. And the Lady Trojans will call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment after this from Fort Recovery Insurance.
1073 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 1073, WFRC, LP.
Welcome back. Set number three, Indians lead 14-7. Three straight points for the Indians, maybe four, and Caden Ranley will go back to serve again. Each team with a one-set victory. The Trojans won the first set, Indians won the second set. They try to play it from the back row. A miss hit goes to the floor. That was the Emily Fox that just subbed in. She's subbing back out now. Harlow Etherington back into play that back row. See if she can do any better. She didn't do well the first time, so they took her out, and her sub didn't do any better either. So they play it. The libero plays it, and it goes sideways into their bench, and it is 16-7, a 9-point lead for the Indians. We are, I'm going to say, two-thirds of the way through this, and right now we are dominating. Ranley's serve just clears the net, and they play it, but it shoots straight at the net, and it rolls underneath, rolls over to the bleachers, and rolls under the bleachers. So they need to get the second ball. It rolled under the bleachers. There's a little bit of an opening there. One of the gentlemen's there trying to find it, but it rolled back in there pretty good. They're going to have to figure out they'll be able to get it out at the end. The bleachers go end to end. Oh, that was a one that they just whiffed on in the back row. The official said it was out of bounds. I thought it stayed in, but that's okay. Indians lead 17-8. I think it's 17-9 now. And I think it's only a 9-point lead. Indians leading though. And we play it, get it to Grizzy in the front row. She tips it right beside one of their players. And down on the floor, it's 18-8 Indians. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. If she can get this crazy serve going, she could serve right on out. They are able to play it. And they're going to get it to the left side off of our blockers and down on our side. So it's 18-9. Still a 9-point lead for our Indians, but we can't let them get momentum going because it could carry into the next set even if we win this one. So it's going to be number 15, Hallie Bennett, sophomore, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans, and she'll serve from the right side, left-handed serve. Garkey digs it out. Ranley will set it for Grizzy. Back to our side on a nice block. Ranley setting it for Evers, and it does not get across the net. 18-10. And Hallie Bennett will go back to serve again. Evers with a big hit, but it hit the net and came back to her. Left-handed serve again. Garkey. Ranley back sets for Eastman. And she hits one over to him, and they get a hand on it, and it goes backwards to the wall. So it is 19-10. Indians lead by 9. And Kayla Garkey, only 6 points to go. Might as well finish it off, Kayla. She'll serve from little left to center. They're able to play it, but not very well. They kind of get it back under control, gets across to us, and we set it up for Willman. It goes backwards, just about goes through the hoop on the upraised basket over in the corner. So it's 20-10, although the scoreboard doesn't say that. And Garkey will go back to serve. There we go. Scoreboard is caught up. Garkey serve. They are able to play it. They're a little more under control. Into our blockers and down on their side. 21-10. So, as terrible as we looked, we did not get 2 points in a row for the first two-thirds of set number one. And we played extremely well since then. Good serve. They're setting it for the middle. Into our blockers. Back to their side. We are able to get a hand on it in the back. Evers hits it to their side. They're setting it for the left side. Into our blockers. I don't think it even got to the net. It got to the net, but didn't get across the net. 22-10. 12-point lead for the Lady Indians. And I think J.C. Holman, the coach for the Lady Trojans, she hasn't called a timeout for quite a while, and I'm going to guess she's possibly conceding this game. So they receive the serve. They're going to have to bump shot it across. Ranley will set it for Evers, and she puts it down, and it goes a little wide. So it's 22-11. And it looks like number 8, Jordan Garbig, will come in to serve for the Lady Trojans. Indians lead by 11. Set number 3, each team with one set. We receive it from the back. Ranley back sets for Woolman. They're able to play it from the back row. They're setting for their left side. Ranley will back set for Evers. Nice dig by their back row. Setting it up for the right side. Ranley, Garkey, Mullenkamp. They play it from the back row. And great dig by Garkey. And we're able to bump it across. Man, that was going to be down. They hit it to us. And they get it to their front row. Hits into our blockers and back down their side. 23-11. Let's see who's serving. Okay, so Haley Easton is going to come out, and Madeline Hartwick is going to go back and see if she can finish out another set for us. Hartwick back to serve. 23-11 Indians, set number 3. They play it from the back. They're going to set it for the left side. Big hit. Mullenkamp Ranley sets it for Evers off of their back row and backwards into the wall. 24-11. Hardwick with set point. Each team with one set. This is set number three, and Indians are going to win this one. It's 24-11 right now. They play it from the back row, and they are able to get it to the front, tip it across, able to work around a couple of girls in each other's way. One of our girls stepped under the, they say it, double hit, but also I think Bryn Woman stepped under the net. So it's 24-12, and it's going to be number 22, Gabby Nottingham, back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Looks like she's going to serve from dead center. Madeline Hardwick back out after a great couple of serves. Mullenkamp digs it out, kind of out of control, but we get it back under control, bump shot it across. They're going to set it for their left side. Big hit, and down on our side and inbound. So it's 24-13. Indians lead down to 11, but we only need one. Let's just get it right now and not worry about it. Nottingham back to serve again. She'll serve from the center. Mullenkamp setting for Easton. They're going to set it for the left side. They tip it across our blockers. Nice play. A couple of really nice plays keeping the ball alive for the Indians. And they're going to set it for the middle, tip it across our blockers. Second hit sets up Evers, and they have a nice dig. They're going to shoot it across into our blockers, and we put it down on their side. 25-13. Indians take set number three. We'll be back with set number four and hopefully the final set here from Arcanum. Indians leading 2-1. Back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Lady Indians have seized the momentum since the late first set. And we were down, 20-7 or 20-9 or something and outscored in that first set and outscored them, ended up losing 25-19. But up to that point, we got to 9 points and had not scored 2 points in a row in that first set. So we lost 25-19, but we shifted the momentum a little bit and came back and won the second set 25-16 and the third set 25-13. Here we go with set number three. It will be number 11, Cameron Garbig serving and played from the back row. Mollenkamp with a hit and they can't play it from the back row and it is Indians 1-0. And Mollenkamp will go back to serve. She has this crazy spin on this ball, and if it dives at the right time, it's impossible. They do play it. They get it under control and hit to us and get it across our blockers and down on our side. So it's 1-1, and it's going to be Ella Flatter. She's subbing in, but she's not going to sub. She's not going to serve. Hallie Bennett will go back to serve. So she subs in for Hallie Bennett. And here's the serve. Garkey from the back row. Ranley. And Grizzy just tips it over their blockers and into the campfire right in the middle of everybody. Indians lead 2-1, and Kayla Garkey will go back to serve. And her ball doesn't seem to do a whole lot, but they always have trouble with it. And that one dives a little bit, and they can't, it's not spinning, but it dives. And it basically doesn't do one rotation all the way across, but it dives, not quite like Mullenkamp's, but it dives right there, and they couldn't play it. It's 3-1 Indians. Garkey's serve again. They play it from the back row, and everybody kind of looks at each other. Three girls all kind of looked at each other and let it hit the floor. Three of them, well, one of them hit it first, so they couldn't have played it, but the other two kind of watched it hit the floor. Garkey hits the net. Top of the net. Comes back on our side. 4-2. And it is going to be probably Jordan Garbig. She's coming in here, subbing in for Addie Macy. Yep, she'll go back to serve. And she'll serve from the left side. That is, thought that was going to come across, hit the top of the net and stayed on their side. 5-2 Indians. And it's going to be Madeline Hardwick coming back in to serve again for Haley Easton. Hardwick has the ball. She's, looks like she's setting up left of center. And that one is played from the back row. They're going to set it. They are able to set it, but I think, yep, there was a double hit on the set. So that is point for the Indians, 6-2. They did get it across, and it was in bounds, but it didn't. They got a double hit. Their serve, pretty good for us, and they bump it across. Evers tried to set it to the front, set it to them. We are able to play it back. Garkey hits it to their back row. They're going to set it for the center. We block it back and down on their side, and it is 7-2 Indians. And we're starting off dominating set number four. Indians have two sets. The Trojans have one. They won the first one, and we've played very well since then. They just barely get that one in play. We play it from the back row. Ranley will set for Evers. She comes up a little short, hits the ribbon at the top of the net. Stays on our side. It's 7-3. It's going to be Gabby Nottingham going back to serve. She looks like she'll serve from dead center. 7-3 Indians, set number four. We have two sets, they have one. That one hits the net and gets across. Mollenkamp plays it, and they are struggling with it, but they did get it across. Ranley will set it again for Evers. They're able to dig that out. They're going to set it for the left side, and they get it to our back row, and that goes behind Kayla Garkey. Got it, but it went back behind her and went into what for basketball games is the student section up in the end zone. And we are, so we had one of our managers ran up and dug that out of no man's land up there. 7-4 Indians. Nottingham will serve again. Just barely clears it. Evers plays it, but it goes over to the scorer's table. So they've scored, I believe, three in a row. 7-5 Indians. Our lead is down to 2, and Nottingham will serve again. And that one is very long. Our girls stepped out of the way and let it go about 5 feet too long. So it's 8-5 Indians. And it is Kennedews coming in to serve. Kenna setting up to the left. Her serve is a blooper. They're able to play it. Setting it up for the left side. They tip it across our blockers. Nice dig. And it gets to Cameron Mullenkamp. She pounds one across off of one of their players and down on the floor. 9-5. Indians lead back to 4. And it will be Kenna Dews back to serve again. JV contest. Indians won 25-9 and 25-17, leading 2-1 here in the fourth set. And they play it, get it back to our side. Ranley setting it up for Mullenkamp. Nice dig. They're going to set it up. They're going to have to bump shot it across. Oh, a couple of girls kind of, I think they thought the front row was going to get it, and kind of had to dive at it the last second and was not able to get it. So 9-6, Indians lead down to 3, and it's going to be Molly Gilbert, the junior, back to serve. She'll serve from right of center. She gets it deep. We play it. Willman with a big hit off of their back row and into the stands behind her. And it's 10-6. Indians with a 4-point lead. Bryn Willman back to serve. We need to get, let's take control of it and set the tone. Let's get about 4 points in a row. It's 10-6. Willman serve, good serve. They're able to play it. Struggling a little bit, but they'll bump shot it across. Willman from the back row. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. And I believe, yep, it was off of one of their players. And, well, they also said it was inbounds. It doesn't matter. So it's 11-6. Indians lead by 5. Let's get up by at least 8 before we give up the serve. Bryn Willman, again, play it. Struggling a little bit. They'll... It comes to the net. Actually, they set it up to the front row, but it came to us, and we've just put it down on their side. So it's 12-6, and the Indians lead by 6, and the Lady Trojans will call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Back after this from Groovy Auctioneering.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Groovy Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Groovy Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Indians leading 12-6. Right now we're not exactly dominating, but playing really well. I want to get us to at least 14-6 before we give up the serve. Brent Woman's serve. And they play it from the back row, put it up to the front, and nobody was there. 13-6. 7-point lead for the Indians. It is really looking good for the Indians, but we started off as bad as you could possibly play in set number one. Here comes the serve again. Oh, a rocket shot, and it off of two of the defenders' heads. 14-6. That was a 10,000-mile-an-hour shot that two of the girls, it brushed their heads. So that is 14-6, and she hits it into the net. Well, I didn't want her to do a service error to get us there, but she did exactly what I wanted. I said, go get 4, and she did. We lead 14-7, and it's going to be Harlow Etherington back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Slightly left of center. She goes to the center to serve. Oh, thought that was going to get across. Hits the ribbon and comes back on their side. So we traded service errors. And it is now 15-7. Indians lead back to 8. And Caden Ranley is going to go back to serve. I'm going to give her 3 or 4 or 5 points here. Ranley's serve. They play it from the back row. They're setting it up for the right side. And it hits the candy cane as it comes across. And it's 16-7. Indians lead by 9. Ranley will serve again. She'll be slightly left of center. Take a couple of steps. Hit. That is played in the back row. They'll set it up for the right side. Or left side, excuse me. Comes to us. We get it set up for Grizzy. It was, yeah, that was Grizzy. And she hits it off of one of their players and down. Indians lead at 10. Ranley back to serve again. Got a sub for the Emily Fox comes in for the Lady Trojans. Ranley again serving just left of center. Brutal hit. Comes. They play it to, tried to get it to their front row, hit it right to our blockers, and we put it down on the floor. Indians lead at 11, 18-7. We have established that we are playing better than them now, but it was not like that at the beginning of this match. Oh, a brutal serve, but they are able to dig it out, and they set it up for their left side, hit it into our blockers, but down on our side. So it's 18-8. Indians lead is down to 10, but I will settle for that. It's going to be Cameron Garbig back to serve for the Lady Trojans, one of the liberos. Garkey from the back row. Ranley sets it for Easton. It's going backwards for them, but they're able to play it one more time. Going to have to bump it across. They do. Dews. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. They're able to dig it out. Setting it for their left side into our blockers. We're keeping it in play. Have to bump it across. Grizzy did that and just barely got it across. They're playing it across our blockers, behind our blockers. Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. Big hit. And they cannot play it off of one of their defenders. And down 19-8. Indians lead by 11. And Cameron Mullenkamp is going to go back to serve. And if she can get this knuckleball serve going exactly right, they're playing a little bit up. If she could finish it out. They do play it. They're able to set it up for the left side, get it across our blockers. Our back row is going to bump it up to the front. Easton puts it across. They're going to get it from the center, and they go too long. Our girls stepped out of the way, and it goes about 2 feet too long. 20-8, 12-point lead for our Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. Their girls are playing up, so it's going to be tough to get one to drop in front of them. That one does, they do play it, gets it too close to the net, but they're able to dig it out. And I think they hit the, they got it across, but I think they hit the candy cane. 21-8 is our score, and Mullenkamp's serve again. They're going to play it out of the back row. Mullenkamp gets it to Ranley. Ranley to Evers. And wow, she put that almost straight down from 5 feet behind the net. 22-8. Indians. Well, Cameron, you might as well. Only 3 more points to go for the match. Might as well finish it off. Or we could mess it up a little bit and let Madeline Hardwick come in and finish it off. Mullenkamp serving, and she hits the net. So you could have gotten to 24 before you did the service error. So 22-9. Indians lead by 13. Late in set number 4. Indians lead 2-1. It's going to be Cameron Garbig back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Needing points. Left-handed serve. Garkey. Ranley back sets for Rizzi. They are playing it. Going to bump it across. Garkey. Ranley sets it for Evers again. They are able to dig it out. Going to play from the left side. And it is over our defenders' heads and just barely inbounds at the flag official's feet. So it's 22-10. Indians lead down to 12. We don't want to let them get momentum going here, although this will be the last set, I am sure. Indians at 22, Trojans at 10. Mullenkamp digs it out. Ranley, Evers, they play it from the back row. They're going to set it for their left side. Big hit. Mullenkamp, great dig. and set it for Evers off of their, off the net, off of one of their players, and backwards, and it's 23-10. And it's going to be Kayla Garkey back to serve for the Indians. She'll serve a little bit left to center. 2 points to go. They play it from the back row, trying to get it under control. They're going to have to bump it across. They do. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley. Willman puts it down right in front of the libero in the back row. 24-10. It will be match point for the Indians. Garkey serving again. Might as well get an ace. Nope. They play it, bump it across from the left side. Ranley will set it for Willman. She puts it down on their side, and it is 25-10 Indians with a four-set victory. We did lose our first set of the season. We hadn't lost a set until the first one, and we looked terrible for the first two-thirds of that. We didn't get 2 points in a row. We had service errors every time. It was 20-9, and we hadn't scored 2 points in a row. Ended up outscoring them 10-5 to finish that set and come away with a 25-19 loss. And then from then on, we didn't exactly dominate set number two, 25-6 or 3. The second set we won 25-16. Didn't dominate, but we played very well and more or less dominated in set number three, 25-13, and set number four, 25-10. We'll take a little break, come back, and wrap it up here from Arcanum. Again, Lady Indians win 3-1. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Lady Indians come away with a four-set victory tonight. We lost the first set, the only set we have lost all year, and we, the first two-thirds of that, we played about as poorly as you could possibly play. We never got a service point until the game was basically over. We could have given up when it was 20-7 or 20-9, whatever it was, because they were obviously going to win, but we needed to shift the momentum a little bit, and we did that. Bryn Willman had some service points there, I believe, but we came back and outscored them 10-5 to end up that contest, and then or that set number one, and then we ended up winning set number two, 25-16, and set number three, 25-13, and set number four, 25-10. We played really, really well after we got two-thirds of the way through the first set. So Ian McCain is here from the football team, but he's got a wounded wing or wounded hoof. So how many more weeks?
Couple weeks.
Ah, well, okay. So Ian says he wants to play against Coldwater. He's wearing the boot, and he and Brody Bargy made the trip down here after football practice today, and to see I was going to say to see their girlfriends play, but Cameron played Ian's girlfriend, but Brody's girlfriend Bridget Holman is still on the wounded list, so we're hoping she'll be back for the end of the season, but one way or the other, that's okay. She is still here with the team, supporting the team, and we're doing pretty well without her, but I can't imagine how good we'd be doing if she was in there, because she has some brutal hits too. We've done really well so far this year, beating Ansonia and St. Mary's in three sets. In this one, after the first set, we dominated after that, but we didn't do well early. Anyway, what we have coming up tomorrow night, it's going to be football hosting Allen East. Reister Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Next week, we have two volleyball games and a football game at home. Tuesday, volleyball will host Jay County. That's going to be a tough one. Thursday, we'll host Coldwater. That's going to be a tough one. Friday, the football team is going to host Coldwater. And then Saturday, it's the Lehman Catholic Volleyball Invitational. Hoping, still haven't heard back from their administration if we're going to be able to broadcast those games. But my understanding is it will be three matches somewhere during the day, which could start at 9. I don't think they do the drawing till a little bit later and see how they try to get the best matchups right off the bat. So that's how it worked at Crestview when we played there in the past. So that's what's coming up. Now, other teams, Friday night, tomorrow night, football teams. Other teams that are on our schedule, Coldwater is going to go to Clinton Massey. And that's going to be a tough one for them, but I have confidence in our MAC teams and especially Coldwater. Marion Local at Harvest Prep. Coldwater beat Harvest Prep, I believe, by less than a touchdown last week, and now Marion Local is going to Harvest Prep. See how that all comes out. Crestview is playing at Minster. Covington at New Bremen. Covington in the last three or four years has been playing very poorly, but they beat somebody pretty bad. I can't remember who it was last week, so their program might be back on track. So Covington at New Bremen. Delphus Jefferson will be at Parkway. Archbold will be at St. Henry. Versailles will be at Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, CHCA, and Fort Laramie will be at Anna. And then Saturday, Delphus St. John's will be at Lima Central Catholic. So that's what's coming up for the Indians and the rest of the MAC. And now Saturday, no varsity sports because it's the win on the Wabash. So we're going to have all kind. I'm hoping that all 420 winners are all local Fort Recovery people. Probably won't be, but I sure would like to see that. It's going to be one heck of a party. It's going to be really, really good. And it always is. This is the eighth year, and they've had very good weather every year for it. So it's going to be a big party. Even if you don't win, you're going to have a lot of fun. And it's just a really good thing for our town. They have built the, I think they're going to have the baseball, softball complex paid for after this year. Let's see. So I didn't get a phone call, I don't think. But it's 8-16, and they drew the 50-50 winner, the pre event 50-50 winner at 8 o'clock. And that was on Facebook Live. I didn't think about looking at that, but I was in the middle of some pretty important business here. But so somebody won somewhere in excess of $240,000. So they had a pretty good start to the weekend. If they're not retired, they're probably not going to work tomorrow. So somebody went home with almost $250,000 already, and the event hasn't started yet. So let's thank all of our sponsors. Thanks to all of you for listening, and we want to thank our sponsors. We can't do it without our sponsors, and I guess we will see you tomorrow night, 6:40, Reisner Energy pregame show, Indians taking on the Allen East Mustangs. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!